Joy. My inner compass guides me to joy with patience, courage, and faith. Admiration without envy allows me to enjoy the greatness of others as much as my own personal excellence. Sometimes difficulty can be navigated and recontextualized as opportunity for joyful growth. Joy is so sought after in our world. However, there's a caveat. Where most people talk about joy, we could arguably replace it with the word happiness. Happiness is external. Someone else can give us happiness. Joy is inside. We find it within. We can access it at any time. Even when there's no happiness in our lives, we can still go inward and find that source of joy, that inner light. I've heard of it described like a pilot light on a heater, right? It's always burning. It's always there. You can turn it up, even if it gets turned down. As long as it's not blown out, you can find it. As we're developing this inner terrain, our mindscapes, and our inner world, we have the opportunity now to start talking about the compass that helps us find deeper joy, the source of joy, greater meaning, and greater purpose. With this compass, we find three primary points. One of these cardinal directions or points is patience. One of them is courage, and the other is faith. We've discussed all of these previously. Faith not meaning religion, but faith meaning belief in your journey, hope for the future, that where you are and where you're going is totally on track with your destiny. Courage. Increased as we cultivate self-worth and improved as we keep those self-caring commitments. Different than bravery and sacrifice to others, courage is all about what we value, what we believe to be our moral compass and our ethics, what we stand for in life, to have a backbone, to question things critically. And patience takes us back to the story of the man from La Mancha. Dress me slowly, I'm in a hurry. Whatever it is that I stand up for, there's no need to rush into it. Actually, if I can step back, take my time, be responsive and thoughtful, patience will carry me through my journey and my passion and my advocacy, my service to others with deep meaning, further than I ever imagined. This compass can help us understand how to navigate the inner terrain. When we find forests of fear, when we hit a dead end or a cul-de-sac, what do? Where do we go? Who do we turn to? Now we know we can turn to self. We can find that inner voice, hear it, heed it, and walk with it. It can guide us back to the road that we were meant to be on. It can help us make it to the top of those mountains. It can help us in a valley find places of reprieve and rest. All of this helps us live a life of greater admiration. Without caveats, without strings attached, admiration for the greatness that we see in others because we have finally accepted our own personal excellence. Whatever it is that we're here to do, we believe that we can do it to the best of our ability with focus, with consistency, with drive, but also with rest, with surrender, with greater understanding and compassion. We admire others because they are on the same journey. Sometimes when it gets difficult, when the pain increases, when the confusion comes up, when the chaos of the world around us feels like it overcomes, we have the tools now. You know where to find your joy. And now you understand that embracing yourself is the journey to help others. By helping others, you discover things about yourself that cultivate leadership. Leadership as an opportunity to change the world, and the world being what you perceive. What is it that you see? How do you take it in? How do you make sense of it? Joy helps us make sense. Joy helps us stay grounded. Joy helps us keep the hope. Sometimes we need all of these cardinal directions, but depending on the context, we're going to need one more than the other. Begin taking time, taking one breath, taking one moment. Breathe. In this moment, do I need patience to get through? Do I need courage to move forward? Do I need faith to enact my destiny? In any of these moments, there's some kind of questioning, a pause that might be created by fear. Breathe through it, let it dissipate, recontextualize and come back inside. Have fun with this journey and this process. Come back to your growth as an opportunity to enrich your joy and share that joyfulness with the world around you, beginning to see more passion, more beauty, and more purpose all around you, even in the midst of chaos and adversity. There is always hope. Daily reflection. How has your understanding of happiness and joy changed? What killjoys do you often experience? What do you now say to killjoys as you notice precursors that lead you to sabotage, doubt, or suffering? What is your greatest joy? Keep this close to your heart. Keep the faith. Stand up with courage and move with patience. Be well, my friend, and thank you for trusting me on this journey.